We're joined in the studio now by Matt Springer. He is the organizer of a speaker series at the Levin JCC, the Jewish Community Center in Durham. It's a series called Ignite. It's been in existence since 2013, and they've been bringing some great, great speakers to the area to talk about a whole bunch of different cool and informative topics for the last 5 years. It's open to everyone, and Matt joins us here in the studio now. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron.
And thanks to Kim Landgraut, by the way, for setting up this conversation and connecting the two of us. So tell us about the Ignite series. How did it get started? What was the inspiration, and how has it gone for the last 5 years?
So it's been great, and we built the we went through about a 5-year capital campaign and a building process to build the Levin JCC. It's over on Cornwallis Drive in Durham, and when we opened up the building about 6-7 years ago, we said, well, now we've got to populate it with great programs and great activities. And it's a phenomenal facility. If anybody hasn't had a chance to see it, come on out. And one of the ideas that we came up with was to have what turned into the Ignite series, the idea being that the 92nd Street Y in New York has one of the most famous speaker series. And we said, well, we could do a miniaturized version of that. And, well, as it's turned out, some of our speakers have, would be welcome at the 92nd Street Y, and I've spoken there and I've done TED Talks all around the country, and we're just excited to have it right in our backyard.
What was the first one, do you remember?
Actually, the first one was in our backyard, Kevin McDonald, the CEO of Trosa, and another early one was Jim Whitehurst, CEO of Red Hat. So right out of the gates, we had some great speakers and built a good following.
And these are open. I mentioned this, but these are open to everyone, right?
It's open to everyone.
Sign up on the website, shalomdch.org/ignite. Costs a little tiny bit of money to buy a ticket to get in, but it's a really terrific speaker series. What have been some of the highlights over the last 5 years that you remember?
Well, we had Bob Lefkowitz, Nobel Prize winner, came in and spoke, and that was interesting. Last year, during the Super Bowl, we called it jokingly the Jupiter Bowl, and we had a couple of former Jewish NFL players, who live in this area and came and spoke. The kids loved that one, so did the adults. We've had Dave King, the CEO of LabCorp, come in and speak. So we really, it's a varied audience. What we try and do is get it to topical areas. So this year, we're doing the art of, we had the series opened with David Rubenstein, who was the founder of the Carlyle Group, probably the most successful and largest private equity venture capital fund in the world, and had him speak. And then we're going on to, coming up this next week, The Art of Sport with Donna Arender. And Donna is the past commissioner of the WNBA and head of marketing and strategy for the PGA. She's done a lot of TED Talks and is really a powerful pioneer in women's sports and entrepreneurship.
And should mention the details of that one, because that's coming up next week, Wednesday the 21st, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And again, she was commissioner of the WNBA. She's this incredible woman in the field of sports and sports administration. So she's going to have a lot of really cool stuff to talk about. Do you come up with the kind of theme for the year first and then organize the speakers around it, or do you find the speakers first and find the uniting thread?
A little bit of both. We try and find a topical theme for the year. One year we did social responsibility, and then the next year I think we did standing tall and leadership. This year we're doing the art of. So we come up with a general theme, and then we try and attract top-notch speakers. Sometimes it's a little bit of molding. I remember when Jim Whitehurst came out and he said, listen, Red Hat, we believe we're a socially responsible company, but it's not like we, just give money to the arts or to, various different charities. We try and live it with our employees. And I said, exactly, that's what we're looking for. There's no right or wrong way. And once we had that conversation, he was on board and gave a great speech.
Speaking with Matt Springer, again, organizer of the Ignite series at the Levin Jewish Community Center up in Durham, which really is a terrific facility. If you haven't been able to head out and check it out, if you have, obviously you know. And this is a series that's open for everyone. It's been around for 5 years, and so many great speakers, including, I know, still trying to schedule Roy Cooper for this year. Governor Cooper got snowed out, right, a few weeks ago, and rescheduling that. You got Donna Arender coming in next week, Wednesday, from 5:30 to 7:30. ShalomDCH.org is the website, and that's S-H-A-L-O-M, ShalomDCH.org for more information on that. What have you learned of all of the many speeches in this series? What's been your biggest takeaway?
You know, there's thematic ones where a lot of our speakers have really talked about. We have this, you know, this great, and these are people who are CEOs of Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies. Martine Rothblatt, the great example. She came in, the CEO of United Therapeutics, an amazing woman who the previous year had been the highest paid woman entrepreneur in the United States. And she's given most of it back. And she's talking about, she founded Sirius XM Radio, and then later went on, one of her children had a rare disease, and she found a cure for disease, almost single-handedly. She wound up teaming up with some scientists. She had a business and a legal background, no science background, and just said, this is too important. We can't say no. So I think generally, you know, this notion that the people who are really successful, they're often successful for a much greater purpose. So Donna Arender wasn't just a professional basketball player who became a WNBA commissioner. She is leading a mentoring program for teenage girls who are peered up for a one-year program with businesswomen in the area, and it's just a great thing. So I think, you know, thematically, that's one of the best lessons I've learned.
That's terrific. We got Matt Springer here in the studio. And before we let you go, other things that people need to know about the speaker series, about the upcoming event next Wednesday, anything else?
In addition to next Wednesday, shortly on its heels, on March 12th, we have another great one coming up, The Art of Compassion. We have two doctors in the area. Ralph Snyderman is a cancer emeritus of Duke Healthcare Systems, was there for 15 years, just came out with a book called The Cancer's Tale. And he, you know, I don't want to say single-handedly because he would tell you it's a very much a team effort, but he pioneered many new methodologies of compassionate care and, you know, functional health and the whole body and well-being, and did it, you know, with the backing of Duke University. And then also David Zoss. David Zoss has been fighting cancer. He's fortunately is in recovery. He's in his mid-40s, but he's a young guy, a friend of mine who's the CEO of Duke Raleigh Hospital, and you know, the two of them really talking about just a different approach to medicine and to you know, care.
And that's coming up on March 12th, right?
March 12th, Wednesday, March 12th. I believe it is, 5:30 to 7:30.
1 month from today, so get online and check that out. But also get online and check out The Art of Sports. Donna Arender is going to be speaking at the 11JCC next week, Wednesday, February 21st, 5:30 to 7:30. For more info on both of those and the entire series, shalomdch.org/ignite. It's the Ignite series at the 11JCC. Matt Springer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. I appreciate it.